Well, good afternoon. I think we can take me down just a hair. I might be a little hot.
At this time, I would like to recognize some friends and family that are here for the Hmong Church and also join Northbrook.
Yep.
Ning here and family, would you stand, please? These are Tony and family. Tia Yi Li and family. Charity Xiong. Poor Charlie to go pay Chidon Ji Meha. Shirking the pay from J Mong Community Alliance. Jong Shah Ta Tai Ta Me Shot Loku Meha Moshiha. To pay Jepe Jaha La Shia Nyahu No Ha Moshiha to Gong to pay from J Kepe Hawan Chunu No Ha.
Well, thank you all for coming this afternoon. Before we move into the sermon, I have a few other things that we need to talk about. One, those of you who are guests, you'll notice we didn't pass the plate this morning. This afternoon. Well,
in
Northbrook, we don't ever pass the plate. Except for special love offerings. We have an offering box which is on the wall. Now that is for the purpose of our members and those people who call Northbrook their home church. That's for them to put their tithes and their offerings in. If you're a guest here, we just want to welcome you as a guest. We didn't want to put some pressure on you to think that you had to give. So we didn't pass the plate. Now, the Hmong congregation, they normally do. So, after the service, there will be ushers in the back to receive the Hmong congregation's regular offering.
Now,
if you wanted to give to the love offering for the private first class, what was his name again?
Kam Sung.
Who was killed at Fort Hood this last month. As was mentioned earlier, there will be a basket on the back table. Now, if you just put that on a memo and put it in either the offering basket for or the box for Northbrook, it'll get there too.
Okay.
Other topics I need to talk about. Can you believe it? I've been here at Northbrook 11 years. You've been here two.
Three.
Three? Time goes fast. Now, in that time, we've been working at bringing our churches closer together. We looked at various ways to do this. While still keep allowing each congregation to keep its close ties, keep the close ties with each district. Now, last year at this time, I told you that we thought we had it. We're this close. We actually have come to an agreement, and we're just waiting for the papers to be drawn up. Then they'll be brought to the two elder boards for final approval, and then brought to the congregations. Basically, what this agreement does is make legal what we're doing. And will protect Hmong Community Alliance Church in the event anything should ever happen in Northbrook, that Northbrook didn't exist, Hmong community could still stay here and not have to purchase or pay anything more than what they already pay. Basically, Hmong community will just be responsible for maintaining the building if Northbrook wasn't here anymore. The relationship that Hmong Community Alliance Church currently has with Northbrook Alliance would basically just shift to the Northwestern District. Now, this was the sticking point in everything. Trying to come up with an agreement that satisfied state laws and the national constitution and things of those things that we had to agree to.
And
still provide that safety that Northbrook wanted to provide so badly for our community. Now, the good news is I don't think we're ever going to need to worry about that. Northbrook is growing. Yes, and we're getting healthy. And we were able to do so because we had our sister congregation, Hmong Community Alliance, carry us and help us when we needed assistance. So on behalf of Northbrook Alliance Church, I say to Hmong Community Alliance Church, thank you. We are indeed thankful for you. Now, one of the reasons why the paperwork hadn't been done yet had to do with health issues with people in the district office.
That's
fairly much resolved. And I pray that we will have all the paperwork at the end of the year. Okay, enough business. Hmong have never have enough business, do they? I need to move all this stuff because I feel fenced in.
Now,
if any little kids need to go to the nursery, they can do so, but we didn't make arrangements for children's church today. If you need to come and go, that's okay. We do understand that it has been a long service. And I haven't even preached yet. Okay. Let's pray. Father God, we come before you this afternoon, Lord, and we give you praise. We thank you for the opportunity to gather and worship. Lord, we thank you for the songs that we've sung together and the songs that we've had opportunity to listen to, and even, Lord, the opportunity to pray about giving to Great Commission Fund. Lord, we thank you that we can come before you this day together, the body of Christ that meets here at this place, Northbrook Alliance Church, Hmong Community Alliance Church, and those of our friends who've come to share with us today this joint service of thanksgiving, Lord. We thank you, God, for bringing us together, for uniting us as one body in Christ, for uniting us under the headship of Him who is Lord of all. Lord, we thank you that you are indeed our God, and now, Lord, we ask that you would send your Holy Spirit to minister to us. Father, we pray that you reveal your heart and your will for us here this day, in this place, for our lives, for these congregations, Lord, that we might honor you in all that we do. Lord, that your name might be lifted up and glorified, that our neighbors would be encouraged and blessed along with us, Lord. That we would be a light to those in the darkness, that those who are lost might be found, that those who are going astray might be turned around and brought back to the loving Father, to the loving Son, to the loving Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray for your presence here now. Lord, we pray for your anointing as I preach and Sfuniti translates. Lord, that the word might go forth clearly, that each person here would be touched by you today in some way. We pray this all in Jesus' precious name. All God's children said,
Amen.
Well, as I said, good afternoon. We're going to now turn to the prophet Zephaniah. How many of you know where that is in your Bible?
Yeah.
Very short, short book, only three chapters. But he says some powerful things. We're going to be looking at basically the last half of chapter 3. We're going to start with verse
7.
I said to the city, surely you fear me and accept correction. Then her dwelling would not be cut off, nor all my punishments come upon her. But they were still eager to act corruptly in all they did. Therefore, wait for me, declares the Lord, for the day I will stand to testify. I have decided to assemble the nations, to gather the kingdoms, and to pour out my wrath on them, all my fierce anger. The whole world will be consumed by the fire of my jealous anger. Then will I purify the lips of the peoples, that all of them may call on the name of the Lord and serve Him shoulder to shoulder.
from beyond the rivers of Cush. My worshippers, my scattered people, will bring my offerings. On that day, you will not be put to shame for all the wrongs you have done me. Because I will remove from this city those who rejoice in their pride. Never again will you be haughty on my holy hill. But I will leave within you the meek, the humble, who trust in the name of the Lord. The remnant of Israel will do no wrong. They will speak no lies, nor will deceit be found in their mouths. They will eat and lie down, and no one will make them afraid. Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout aloud, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, O daughter of Israel, of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away your punishment. He has turned back your enemy. The Lord, the King of Israel, is with you. Never again will you fear any harm. On that day they will say to Jerusalem, do not fear, O Zion. Do not let your hands hang limp. The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with His love. He will rejoice over you with singing. The sorrows for the appointed feasts I will remove from you. They are a burden and a reproach to you. At that time I will deal with all who oppressed you. I will rescue the lame and gather those who have been scattered. I will give them praise and honor in every land where they were put to shame. At that time I will gather you. At that time I will bring you home. I will give you honor and praise among all the peoples of the earth when I restore your fortunes before your very eyes, says the Lord. Amen.
กูสาหะตากูจังตนในยอฝึกกูหายอนงกูเตลุนโดหาปอยอยุกันจงเตลุกกูคาตโปตะชิจินเดซือปอจิงโอเพช่างเลกกูโปอิจุโอลุละตุจือหะตาเมตอมินจีตะซุนูกูกูจาอกูตาจีตอโชจังตนในใจกูยิงยอตาจีชายอชาวโชจังตนใน ฮาโชลุเตชอลุญ่อโอเกฮายอมูกุจุเกฉีลาวตโปทงเปลลุกันตุโลยอจอเกปอโจตันลุนดาจอตันลุนดาจอจอโชตะกุยอเกจุเกฉีเจกุยอมูโชจังตุเนหลงฮาปอยอเปหอกุอิเลนซึ จีเปหอลิตวันจุลปอโชตูปอเลนนกุลุเซยอกุจังตุเนกือเตอโอชังโอชูมงยอตเลฮะมอทงเตชอเตชอสุดานเลฮะปอยินยอจอคงโตฟีโตกุทาวจุลุชิฮันดา เมื่อเจ้ากุยอกุจังตุเนยโยจิจังโมโตเตกุเมตาวอนเจงชาโตกุเลกุยอมโมโชตุตุเนยคังเพ็งฮะโมโปฮะฮะโมพลูเฉตเตอโกตังฮะโยจิจิเฮฮะโยจินเจงชาโตกุหู
The prophet Zephaniah, he's a reformer.
He's
reforming God's people and the way they relate to God. See, God's people weren't following God. They were mixed up with sin. See, they allowed other gods to creep into the temple. And into their very way of life. See, those who knew God and knew what He commanded weren't following him. For God's command is to worship only him. Well, Zephaniah came to change that. Now he lays it out for the people really, really plainly. There's going to be judgment. And it's going to cover the whole world. There is no one who will not be judged. But he holds out hope. He says, judgment's coming, but it's not here yet. Before it comes, if we change, if we reform, if we seek God, before the day of judgment, then God will cover us with his mercy and grace. See, before that day, we must seek God. Instead of taking God's worship,
and
giving it to somebody else,
we're
to seek God and give it to him. When Satan was still an angel in heaven, he coveted God's worship. That is the sin of pride. And that sin is what led him to be cast out of heaven. And the fall of the third of the heavenly host. The sin of pride. The sin of worshiping someone other than the Father. Someone other than God. Instead, we're to seek to be humble and obedient. You see, the people had become haughty, prideful. They thought they didn't need God. Or possibly they wanted to cover their bases, and maybe God wasn't as powerful as God said he was. So they weren't going to trust fully in him, but trust in others too. Well, God sent the prophet Zephaniah with correction. And each of the other prophets too. The prophets all came to correct our behavior. More importantly, correct our relationship with God in heaven. We need to accept correction. See, in order for Jesus to be our Savior, he must first be our Lord, our God.
อนเตกจีเยซูยอทลาวลูวอตุจีตะตานึยอจูทลาวลูนึยอจูตอนงวาจีลูฮานึยอจูตอลูโอเตกเลเตนูคือลูปางสดเลย
If he's not my Lord if I try to be in charge of my life then he's not my Lord
ยอกูจีจาเยซูลูกูตุจีเอกูยอตุจีกูตุเคนลูในซือ
And that way leads to destruction. He must be the one who's in charge of every aspect of our life. Not just some of it. Not even most of it. But each and every part.Even that dark closet we don't want anybody to know about.
So your low closet, the page is on, go lay the mopu, Lodja, Jesus, or to Judoshi.
There's no part we are to exclude God from.
Jimmo Ifen, could pay your move on to Jaita, down the Beluning Lay.
Now Zephaniah tells us that the entire world will worship him on that day.
就是为这万只路是分你到卡哈达，主弄的出错讲到你有背后万只多灵性。
That the entire world will worship God in heaven。
出错讲到你有到背后万只上都见钱啊。
But only those who seek Him。
但是就要讲到你更惨的是。
Before that day。
On day 那个渐渐弄的。
That day of judgment。
And
humble themselves and submit. Only they will be obeying him in all things and will be spared God's wrath. Now,To submit doesn't mean that we need to lay down and be a doormat. As I explain in my marital counseling and premarital counseling, to submit is to hold up the other. To put them first.In Scripture, we're told to submit one to another. That means we're supposed to come alongside and hold each other up. Now, as we submit to God, that means we're putting His orders, directions, desires first.
被有主到我老来往去都列下，谁往主念？我被我当起对我养的恩待。
We're doing what is best for His plan.
被我保了个被末路本事，我到都往主都列下个往主都莫好怕等家了。
Not what is my personal desire or will.
只要有我来有都肯留下山。
Or yours.
来要没留下山。
God is a jealous God. We must worship Him and Him alone. When we put anybody in that place above God, when we put their desire first,their orders first. Their purposes first. We are literally worshiping them. Yet none is to take that place above God. Yet as we look around us, we see that the world is doing exactly that. That God is at best second. Quite often he's not even on the radar. God needs to be first. And because he's jealous, he's going to bring that judgment. But you see, it's not just happening in the world. Zephaniah talks about how it's happening right in the temple in Jerusalem. Today we find that same thing happening within the church. Here, amongst us. We don't put God first in all things. How often have we put selfish desires ahead of God? Maybe family. Maybe our job. Maybe our country. These are not bad things. But yet they should not be in the place above God. So we have to look inside to ensure that we are putting God first. Now Zephaniah also tells us that all the peoples are to serve side by side, shoulder to shoulder.
Let
me read verse 9. Then I will purify the lips of the peoples, that all of them may call on the name of the Lord and serve him shoulder to shoulder. This is all God's people. Not just the ones who look like me or you. And we're not supposed to serve shoulder to shoulder just with those who are like us. Not even just our twin brother. But instead, we are to serve side by side with all who. All who call on the name of the Lord. Not just once in a while. But all the time. I'm encouraged. Because I see some of that going on here. We are coming together and working shoulder to shoulder. That shoulder to shoulder speaks of closeness. It speaks of unity of purpose. Unity of direction. That shoulder to shoulder speaks of love and brotherhood. It also speaks of a humble nature. See, it's not one being lorded over the other, it's shoulder to shoulder. Zephaniah makes it very clear
that
God could be removing the prideful from even amongst his people. Verse 11. On that day, you will not be put to shame for all the wrongs you have done me, because I will remove from this city those who rejoice in their pride. Then following, verse 12 in the last half of 11 says, never again will you be haughty on my holy hill, but I will leave within you, this is talking about the city of Jerusalem, the church if you would, I will leave within you the meek and humble who trust in the name of the Lord. Those who are going to be left behind are the ones who are not prideful, but are meek. Those who obey the Lord. Not those who are in rebellion. First Peter chapter 4. Says verses 7 and 8, it says this. The end of all things is near. Therefore be clear-minded and self-controlled, so that you can pray. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins.
Now
these passages that I've read today, in particular, Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 9 and 17. And 1 Peter 4, 7 and 8. These were verses that were given to Northbrook as a promise. Through members of the congregation, who I believe God was speaking through. This happened at a planning retreat that we had 10 years ago. In January of 2000. It speaks of how we're to be shoulder to shoulder.
It
speaks of how the Lord is mighty to save. Of how we are to just be there with each other. To pray, that is to listen to God. Because remember, prayer is more than just giving a laundry list to God of, I want this. But deep prayer is listening to God and saying, God, what do you say to me today? And here it says, be self-controlled so that you can pray. And the command that we're given to love one another. Now my slide on love one another, please. Love. Love is selfless, loyal, benevolent, concern for the well-being of another person. Selfless, you put them first. At least before yourself. Loyal, you stick with them no matter what the difficulty. Then benevolent, you do what's best for them, not necessarily what they want, but what is best for them in the long term. That's why God brings difficulty in our lives. To bring correction. Because He loves us. He doesn't want us to keep going down the path to destruction. He wants us to go down the path of spending eternity with Him. We must leave our pride behind and humble ourselves to each other and to God. Only as humble, obedient servants of God can we work together. Shoulder to shoulder. Calling the lost to reform and accept correction. And to join us in being covered with God's mercy and grace. And being brought back into that right relationship with God. As He returns us to home. Not this temporary home of earth. But the eternal home He speaks of. In His presence. What we're doing here with Northbrook and Hmong community, this is a start. It's a taste of heaven to come. It's a blessing God has for us yet here on this earth. We, His people, need just to continue to love one another. And keep God first in all that we do. And then God will indeed stay His hand. And we will be with Him forever. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your word. We thank You that You, Lord, are indeed God. That You are the one who came to this earth and died on the cross for our salvation. That You, Lord, are the one who loved us so much that You just didn't let us walk off in rebellion, but You brought correction to guide us back to the right path. Heavenly Father, help us to set aside our pride, to indeed be humble and obedient and loving. Father, help us here as a body to work shoulder to shoulder for Your purposes until you call us home in your timing, or you come here in your glory. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.